April 8. Psalms 8, 38, 68, 98, 128. Proverbs 8. Old Testament, 2 Kings 13 1-14 29. New Testament, Acts 18 23-19 12. Psalms 8. One Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earths! Who has set your glory above the heavens? Two, from the lips of babes and infants you have established strength. Because of your adversaries, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. Three, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. Four, what is man, that you think of him? The son of man, that you care for him? Five, for you have made him a little lower than God, and crowned him with glory and honor. Six, you make him ruler over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. 7. All sheep and oxen. Yes, and the animals of the field. 8. The birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the seas. 9. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earths. Psalms 38. 1. Lord, don't rebuke me in your wrath, neither chasten me in your hot displeasure. 2. For your arrows have pierced me, your hand presses hard on me. 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation, neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. 4. For my iniquities have gone over my head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. 5. My wounds are loathsome and corrupt because of my foolishness. 6. I am pained and bowed down greatly, I go mourning all day long. 7. For my loins are filled with burning, there is no soundness in my flesh. 8. I am faint and severely bruised, I have grown by reason of the anguish of my heart. 9. Lord, all my desire is before you, my groaning is not hidden from you. 10. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me. 11. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my plague, my kinsmen stand afar off. 12. They also who seek after my life lay snares, those who seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and meditate deceits all day long. 13. But I, as a deaf man, don't hear, I am as a mute man who doesn't open his mouth. 14. Yes, I am as a man who doesn't hear, in whose mouth are no reproofs. 15. For in you, Lord, do I hope, you will answer, Lord my God. 16. For I said, don't let them gloat over me, or exalt themselves over me when my foot slips. 17. For I am ready to fall, my pain is continually before me. 18. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. 19. But my enemies are vigorous and many, those who hate me without reason are numerous. 20. They who also render evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow what is good. 21. Don't forsake me, Lord my God, don't be far from me. 22. Hurry to help me, Lord, my salvation. Psalms 68. 1. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them who hate him also flee before him. 2. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. 3. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. 4. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds, to the Lord, his name. Rejoice before him. 5. A father of the fatherless, and a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. 6. God sets the lonely in families, he brings out the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious dwell in a sun-scorched land. 7. God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness. Selah. 8. The earths trembled, the sky also poured down rain at the presence of the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. 9. You, God, send a plentiful rain, you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. 10. Your congregation lived therein, you, God, prepared your goodness for the poor. 11. The Lord announced the word, the ones who proclaim it are a great company. 12. Kings of armies flee, they flee. She who waits at home divides the spoil. 13 While you sleep among the campfires. The wings of a dove sheathed with silver. Her feathers with shining gold. 14 When Shaddai scattered kings in her. It snowed on Zaman. 15 The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. The mountains of Bashan are rugged. 16 Why do you look in envy, you rugged mountains? At the mountain where God chooses to reign? Yes, the Lord will dwell there forever. 17 The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them, from Sinai, into the sanctuary. 18 You have ascended on high. You have led away captives. You have received gifts among men. Yes, among the rebellious also. That the Lord God might dwell there. 19 Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears our burdens. Even the God who is our salvation. Selah. 20 God is to us a God of deliverance. To the Lord, belongs escape from death. 21 But God will strike through the head of his enemies. The hairy scalp of such a one as still continues in his guiltiness. 22 The Lord said, I will bring you again from Bashan. I will bring you again from the depths of the sea. 23 That you may crush them, dipping your foot in blood. That the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. 24 They have seen your goings, God. Even the goings of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. 25 The singers went before, the minstrels followed after. In the midst of the ladies playing with timbrels. 26 Bless God in the congregations. Even the Lord in the assembly of Israel. 27 There is little Binyamin, their ruler. The princes of Yehuda, their council. The princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. 28 Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, God, that which you have done for us. 29 Because of your temple at Jerusalem. Kings shall bring presents to you. 30 Rebuke the wild animal of the reeds. The multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the peoples. Being humbled, may it bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations that delight in war. 31 Princes shall come out of Mitzrayim. Cush shall hurry to stretch out her hands to God. 32 Sing to God, you kingdoms of the Eretz. Sing praises to the Lord. Selah. 33 To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which are of old. Behold, he utters his voice, a mighty voice. 34 Ascribe strength to God. His excellency is over Israel. His strength is in the skies. 35 You are awesome, God, in your sanctuaries. The God of Israel gives strength and power to his people. Praise be to God. Psalms 98. 1 Sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand, and his holy arm, have worked salvation for him. 2 The Lord has made known his Yeshua. He has openly shown his righteousness in the sight of the nations. 3 He has remembered his loving kindness. And his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the Eretz have seen the Yeshua of our God. 4 Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the Eretz. Burst out and sing for joy, yes, sing praises. 5 Sing praises to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the voice of melody. 6 With trumpets and sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. 7 Let the sea roar with its fullness. The world, and those who dwell therein. 8 Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing for joy together. 9 Let them sing before the Lord. For he comes to judge the Eretz. He will judge the world with righteousness. And the peoples with equity. Psalms 128. 1 Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Who walks in his ways. 2 For you will eat the labor of your hands. You will be happy, and it will be well with you. 3 Your wife will be as a fruitful vine. In the innermost parts of your house. Your children like olive plants, around your table. 4 Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. 5 May the Lord bless you out of Zion. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. 6 Yes, may you see your children's children. Shalom be upon Israel. Proverbs 8. 1 Doesn't wisdom cry out? Doesn't understanding raise her voice? 2 On the top of high places by the way. Where the paths meet, she stands. 3 Beside the gates, at the entry of the city. At the entry doors, she cries aloud. Four to you men, I call. I send my voice to the sons of mankind. Five you simple, understand prudence. You fools, be of an understanding heart. Six hear, for I will speak excellent things. The opening of my lips is for right things. Seven for my mouth speaks truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Eight all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. Nine they are all plain to him who understands. Right to those who find knowledge. 10 receive my instruction rather than silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. 11 for wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired can't be compared to it. 12 I, wisdom, have made prudence my dwelling. Find out knowledge and discretion. 13 The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth. 14 Counsel and sound knowledge are mine. I have understanding and power. 15 By me kings reign. And princes decree justice. 16 By me princes rule, nobles. And all the righteous rulers of the Eretz. 17 I love those who love me. Those who seek me diligently will find me. 18 With me are riches, honor. Enduring wealth, and prosperity. 19 My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold. My yield than choice silver. 20 I walk in the way of righteousness. In the midst of the paths of justice. 21 That I may give wealth to those who love me. I fill their treasuries. 22 The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his work. Before his deeds of old. 23 I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. Before the Eretz existed. 24 When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. 25 Before the mountains were settled in place. Before the hills, I was brought forth. 26 While as yet he had not made the Eretz, nor the fields. Nor the beginning of the dust of the world. 27 When he established the heavens, I was there. When he set a circle on the surface of the deep. 28 When he established the clouds above. When the springs of the deep became strong. 29 When he gave to the sea its boundary. That the waters should not violate his mitzvah. When he marked out the foundations of the Eretz. 30 Then I was the craftsman by his side. I was a delight day by day. Always rejoicing before him. 31 Rejoicing in his whole world. My delight was with the sons of men. 32 Now therefore, my sons, listen to me. For blessed are those who keep my ways. 33 Hear instruction, and be wise, don't refuse it. 34 Blessed is the man who hears me. Watching daily at my gates. Waiting at my doorposts. 35 For whoever finds me, finds life. And will obtain favor from the Lord. 36 But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Old Testament, 2 Kings 13 1-14 29. 13-1 The 23rd year of Joash the son of Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, Jehoshaphat the son of Jehu began to reign over Israel in Shomron, and reigned 17 years. 2 He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin, he didn't depart from it. 3 The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael king of Aram, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael, continually. 4 Jehoshaphat begged the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, how that the king of Aram oppressed them. 5 The Lord gave Israel a savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Aram, and the children of Israel lived in their tents as before. 6 Nevertheless they didn't depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, with which he made Israel to sin, but walked therein, and there remained the Asherah also in Shomron. 7 For he didn't leave to Jehoshaphat of the people save 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Aram destroyed them, and made them like the dust in threshing. 8 Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, and all that he did, and his might, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 9 Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Shomron, and Joash his son reigned in his place. 10 In the 37th year of Joash king of Yehuda began Jehoash the son of Jehoshaphat to reign over Israel in Shomron, and reigned 16 years. 11 He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He didn't depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin, but he walked therein. 12 Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah king of Yehuda, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 13 Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat on his throne, and Joash was buried in Shomron with the kings of Israel. 14 Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died, and Joash the king of Israel came down to him, and wept over him, and said, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen of it. 15 Elisha said to him, take bow and arrows, and he took to him bow and arrows. 16 He said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow, and he put his hand on it. Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. 17 He said, open the window eastward, and he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot, and he shot. He said, the Lord's arrow of victory, even the arrow of victory over Aram, for you shall strike the Aram in Aphek, until you have consumed them. 18 He said, take the arrows, and he took them. He said to the king of Israel, smite on the ground, and he struck thrice and stayed. 19 The man of God was angry with him, and said, you should have struck five or six times, then had you struck Aram until you had consumed it, whereas now you shall strike Aram but thrice. 20 Elisha died, and they buried him. Now the bands of the Moabim invaded the land at the coming in of the year. 21 It happened, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band, and they cast the man into the tomb of Elisha, and as soon as the man touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, and stood up on his feet. 22 Hazael king of Aram oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoshaphat. 23 But the Lord was gracious to them, and had compassion on them, and had respect to them, because of his covenant with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. 24 Hazael king of Aram died, and Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his place. 25 Jehoash the son of Jehoshaphat took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoshaphat his father by war. 3 times did Joash strike him, and recovered the cities of Israel. 14-1 In the second year of Joash son of Jehoshaphat king of Israel began Amaziah the son of Joash king of Yehuda to reign. 2 He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. 3 He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, yet not like David his father, he did according to all that Joash his father had done. 4 However the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. 5 It happened, as soon as the kingdom was established in his hand, that he killed his servants who had slain the king his father, 6 But the children of the murderers he didn't put to death, according to that which is written in the book of the law of Moshe, as the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. 7 He killed of Edom in the Valley of Salt 10,000, and took Selah by war, and called the name of it Yokteel, to this day. 8 Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoash's son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us look one another in the face. 9 Jehoash the king of Israel sent to Amaziah king of Yehuda, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as wife, and there passed by a wild animal that was in Lebanon, and trod down the thistle. 10 You have indeed struck Edom, and your heart has lifted you up, glory of it, and abide at home, for why should you meddle to your heart, that you should fall, even you and Yehuda with you? 11 But Amaziah would not hear. So Jehoash king of Israel went up, and he and Amaziah king of Yehuda looked one another in the face at Beit Shemesh, which belongs to Yehuda. 12 Yehuda was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. 13 Jehoash king of Israel took Amaziah king of Yehuda, the son of Jehoash the son of Akaziah, at Beit Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. 14 He took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Shomron. 15 Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah king of Yehuda, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 16 Jehoash slept with his fathers, and was buried in Shomron with the kings of Yisrael, and Yeravam his son reigned in his place. 17 Amatsya the son of Yoash king of Yehuda lived after the death of Yehoash son of Yehoshaphat king of Yisrael 15 years. 18 Now the rest of the acts of Amatsya, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Yehuda? 19 They made a conspiracy against him in Yerushalayim, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish, and killed him there. 20 They brought him on horses, and he was buried at Yerushalayim with his fathers in the city of David. 21 All the people of Yehuda took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amatsya. 22 He built Elath, and restored it to Yehuda, after that the king slept with his fathers. 23 In the 15th year of Amatsya the son of Yoash king of Yehuda Yeravam the son of Yoash king of Yisrael began to reign in Shomron and reigned, 41 years. 24 He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, he didn't depart from all the sins of Yeravam the son of Nebat with which he made Yisrael to sin. 25 He restored the border of Yisrael from the entrance of Hamat to the sea of the Arava according to the word of the Lord, the God of Yisrael, which he spoke by his servant Yonah the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was of Gath Hepher. 26 For the Lord saw the affliction of Yisrael, that it was very bitter, for there was none shut up nor left at large, neither was there any helper for Yisrael. 27 The Lord didn't say that he would blot out the name of Yisrael from under the sky, but he saved them by the hand of Yeravam the son of Yoash. 28 Now the rest of the acts of Yeravam, and all that he did, and his might, how he warred, and how he recovered Damazek and Hamath, which had belonged to Yehuda, for Yisrael, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Yisrael? 29 Yeravam slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Yisrael, and Zechariah his son reigned in his place. New Testament, Acts 18:23-19:12. 18:23 Having spent some time there, he departed, and went through the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order, establishing all the Talmudim. 24 Now a certain Yehudi named Apollos, an Alexandrian by race, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus. He was mighty in the scriptures. 25 This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Yeshua, although he knew only the immersion of Yochanan. 26 He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside, and explained to him the way of God more accurately. 27 When he had determined to pass over into Achaia, the brothers encouraged him, and wrote to the Talmudim to receive him. When he had come, he helped them much, who had believed through grace. 28 For he powerfully refuted the Yehudim, publicly showing by the scriptures that Yeshua was the Messiah. 19-1 It happened that, while Apollos was at Corinth, Shaul, having passed through the upper country, came to Ephesus, and found certain Talmudim. 2 He said to them, Did you receive the Ruach HaKodesh when you believed? They said to him, No, we haven't even heard that there is a Ruach HaKodesh. 3 He said, Into what then were you immersed? They said, Into Yochanan's immersion. 4 Shaul said, Yochanan indeed immersed with the immersion of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe in the one who would come after him, that is, on Yeshua. 5 When they heard this, they were immersed into the name of the Lord Yeshua. 6 When Shaul had laid his hands on them, the Ruach HaKodesh came on them, and they spoke with other languages and prophesied. 7 They were about 12 men in all. 8 He entered into the synagogue, and spoke boldly for a period of 3 months, reasoning and persuading about the things concerning the kingdom of God. 9 But when some were hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the Talmudim, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. 10 This continued for 2 years, so that all those who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord Yeshua, both Yehudim and Yavanim. 11 God worked special miracles by the hands of Shaul, 12 So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were carried away from his body to the sick, and the evil spirits went out.